You are stronger than you realize. You are smarter than you realize. You are braver than you give your credit to be. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the one who lives inside of you is omnipotent. The one who lives inside of you is omnipresent. The one who lives inside of you is omniscient. That means he knows all things. He has all power, and he can be everywhere at the same time. And he is the one living inside of you. If you're happy to be filled with the Spirit, give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. You've heard us tell this story before, but when my redhead was born, she was born to a 14-year-old girl in a clinic whom she's never met. The girl was a wise young lady to realize that she could not raise this little girl on her own. And she did a wise thing. She gave up that little redheaded baby to a wonderful family that she knew would raise them well. And in that gift that she gave to her child was adopted. My wife was adopted by an incredible family that were Spirit-filled. And they would take her to church in faith when she was 3 years old, never met her mother, has no idea anything about her father, no idea about any of them. And so when she's 3 years old, they would go to church and come home and sing, and she had a toy piano. And her mom heard her playing all the songs they were singing in church as a three-year-old on a piano with one finger. The next thing she knows, she's adding chords. By the time she's 5 years old, she is actually playing the songs. She's never had a piano lesson. Her mom said, we've got to get this girl trained. So she called a piano teacher, sat down with Faith, taught her a few notes, and said, she came back to her mom and said, I can't teach her because she hears more than is on the page. And whenever she reads the page, she doesn't play what is on the page. She plays what she hears in here. And she's playing chords that I've never even heard of before. And she's a little girl because there's a gift that was put inside of her. And by the time she was 8 years old, the piano player at their church passed away. And they set an 8-year-old little redheaded girl up on a piano stool on songbooks because she couldn't even reach it. And she became the piano player of that church until she married me. She was the piano player at that church from the time she was 8 years old. That's a gift. That wasn't something that was learned. That gift was inside of her. You've got to believe in what God has put inside of you. It may not be the gift that other people have, but you have a gift. It may be the gift of gab. If you have that gift, don't give the devil any credit. Give God all the glory and use it for the glory of God. That happened to be the gift I got. You have something in your hand that God wants glory from. It might be a rod. It might be a slingshot. If I had a hammer, hammer in the morning. I don't know the rest of that song, but it just came to my mind. Maybe you'll be seeing it tomorrow, realizing that that's your gift. Some of you have been given a math skill. Some of you have been given a love for children. Some of you have been given the gift of organizing. There are people in this room who can't fix anything. And there are people sitting beside them who can fix anything. They can fix everything. They got that gift. Everyone wants to marry that person with that gift, but not everybody gets to. God can anoint any of this for your glory. I'm always amazed at how, you know, I can't name you very many celebrities because I'm not really a celebrity chaser at all. But they always catch my ear when they're giving God praise and glory. And every now and then I'll catch something either on social media or on TV, like Denzel Washington, who gave God credit for his acting ability. He didn't take it for himself. He said, God is the one that gave me this gift, and I want to give it to the glory of God. I think that says a lot about him to say that. Matthew McConaughey, after winning Best Actor Award, stands there with a microphone in his hands, and instead of calling out all of his friends, he preaches the gospel after winning the Best Actor's Award. He preaches a sermon and preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ as an unashamed Christian. Tim Tebow, former NFL quarterback, gives God the glory. I mean, he had scriptures written on the side of his jersey and his helmet, and he was very, very gregarious in his praise for God because he was so pro-Christian. He wanted everybody to know that he was a Christian. Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, is another Christian who makes it known every time he gets a microphone that God is his king. Simone Biles, an Olympic champion, every time she would win an award, would put her hand in the air and give God praise and give him glory because she said, I'm not doing this by myself. Yes, I'm the world's best gymnast, but God is the one that put this inside of me, and she wanted to give God glory for it. Even Christopher Columbus, when he came to this world and discovered it, he said, it was the Lord who put the idea in my head to sail to the West. Hallelujah. So what is in your hand?
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
See, gifts are activated when hands and mouths come together. When you lay your hands, this is why in the church we lay our hands upon someone. Do you know why people get healed? When you lay your hands upon them and begin to pray. The same reason that magnets come together when they're in proximity of one another. You can't keep magnets apart. You bring them close to each other and they'll stick to each other, and they're twice as powerful when they're together. When you take my faith and you join it with your faith, when I touch your hand or touch your head and you are believing and I am believing, the Bible says if two people can agree upon anything, it doesn't matter what it is, you can have it, because there's enough power in the power of agreement for you to move the mountains of your life. So it's like magnets coming together when you get in the proximity of another spirit-filled person. That is what happened to Elizabeth when she was carrying John the Baptist, and she gets in the proximity of Mary, who is carrying Jesus. All Mary did was walk into the house, and when she got close, the magnets connected, the baby jumped, and Elizabeth got filled with the Holy Ghost. The day of Pentecost hasn't even come yet. But John the Baptist jumped, he was filled, and she was filled, and all they did was come into proximity of Messiah. Hallelujah. That's what happens to you when you come into proximity of Messiah, and then I come in proximity of Messiah, and my eyes are on him, and your eyes are on him, and we join our faith together. When we touch one another, it is like those magnets. It explodes with power. You cannot activate gifts without putting your hands upon people and speaking over their lives. It operates through your mouth and your hands. That is why we anointed priests with our hands in the Old Testament to pray for them. That is why they laid hands upon the people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is why 1 Timothy says, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy when the laying on of hands by the eldership. So we're not just up here hoping. No, when these intercessors stand before you, they have been in a back room praying. I was back there with them tonight. I'm back there with them every week. We have been back there praying for 30 minutes before we walk into this building, and then we come into God's presence in worship, and when they come up to pray for you, they are believing God that their gift is going to connect with your faith, and something supernatural is going to happen in that connection. That is why 2 Timothy says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God that is in you through, what's the rest of that say? How did it get there? The gift of it, stir up the gift that was given to you when? Through the laying on of hands. So if you want results, lay your hands upon people and pray for them. You need to be doing that in your house, not just at the church. Sometimes, Dad, you just need to get out the oil and anoint the house. And my redhead's here. She'll tell you, it is nothing for me to lay my hands upon her or her to pray for me. But if she's sick, before we do anything, we get out the oil and I put it on her head and I lay my hands upon her and pray for her. If I'm going on a long trip, the last thing I do is I lay my hands upon her and I pray protection over her and I leave her feeling safe, because there's power in this principle. It's more than obedience. You got to understand, it's magnets coming together. It's more than obedience. It is a principle that says my soul and your soul and my spirit and your spirit and my body and your body and my gift and your gift, when we bring them together, supernatural things happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.